also used for communion. It means the things we share or hold in common. This is, we are having our nature in common with Christ. We are sharers with Him in the divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, have you yet escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust? As Peter said, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Or have you taken Jesus instead as a sort of condom, which protects you from the consequences of your incontinence? Because that's what it is. That's the gospel preached out there, is Jesus is just going to cover up for you, right? You're still a sinner. Jesus is just on there, on you. You have the blood of Christ on you, right? Or so you think. And he's just there to kind of protect you from while you're sinning so that you don't get, you know, so you don't become condemned, right? So you don't have to feel the consequence of sin. Sort of like when they hand out rubbers in school, you know? You're treating Jesus like that? Is that your Jesus? I'll tell you what, if you believe the gospel that is taught out there in the majority of denominations, like let's say if you're a Baptist, your Jesus is a condom Jesus. I don't say that merely to offend, but to be descriptive, because that's exactly the kind of Jesus they proclaim. He doesn't really deliver you from sin. He merely protects you while you're doing it. I mean, he doesn't approve, does he? No. We don't want you to do that, but if you do, make sure you put on Jesus, and at least you believe, right? You believe he's going to protect you. I trust in thee, Lord, for my salvation, and I'm going to slip it on. I trust in this condom. It will deliver me. I feel silly using this analogy over and over recently, but I like it so much because it so perfectly describes the way they pervert the gospel into this sort of protector. Instead of the deliverer, he delivers us from sin. He delivers us from ungodliness, from unrighteousness. He helps us to escape. Do you know why Jesus died? Do you even know why he died? Jesus died for my sins. That's right. He died that he might deliver you from your sins. And that he might, be the propitiation for your sins, for the remission of sins that are past. But also, he gave himself for our sins, this is Galatians chapter 1 verse 4, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Do you know that the will of God is that you should be delivered from this present evil world? That is his will. He's willing. Look at what Peter's been teaching. Read 2 Epistle of Peter chapter 1 again. Read it over and over to yourself. Escaped. How do we escape the corruption of the world that is in through the world through lust? Well, we put the condom on. But we still do the lust, don't we? We just escape the corruption. We're not going to get AIDS. We're not going to get pregnant with Satan's seed. We're not going to get any disease. No. We're going to be protected because we've got the protector on. And we can still have fornication with the world. Oh, yeah, you bet. We can still all do all the things we shouldn't do. We escape the corruption of the world because we got the rubber of... We got Jesus on. Right? That's all it means. Wrong. It's blasphemy. I just get so sick of it. I want to just go out there and proclaim this to everyone. It's like, you're Jesus. And I call it yours because I don't even want to associate my Christ with this Christ of falsehood that's out there in all the denominations by and large. And anyone who teaches that Jesus did not come to deliver us from unrighteousness is teaching the same thing. He came just to keep you from actually contracting death. But it's really up to you to try to abstain. Even though the scriptures say abstain, it's up to you. But, brethren, beloved, did he not just say, his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness? Believest thou this? Well, no, I don't, actually. Well, why not? You believe the word of God? Don't you know that through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, we can escape the corruption that is in the world through lust? In fact, it is his will. It is his desire. That is what he came to do. That is part and parcel of salvation. Salvation without this is like an empty thing. Salvation without deliverance from ungodliness is like, you know, an abstinence program that consists of God handing out condoms. He has to give us those things which are needful to perform this. He can't say, be holy as I am holy, and then not give us the things which pertain to holiness. Read James chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Can God tell us to be warm and filled and then not do anything? You're standing naked in a snowstorm, and God says, be warm, yet he doesn't do a thing to warm you. Shall your faith make you whole? Shall your faith make you warm? See, we have faith in a promise, and if the promise is not delivered, our faith is in vain. And our promises, which we're given, are much more than just, I'm going to live eternally, or I'm going to go to heaven. You know, I'm not just looking to live eternally, though that is the ultimate. You can't just take I'll just take that last part. You've got to take the whole path, the whole walk of Christ, which he has ordained that we should walk in. We got to take the faith. It is just like the apostles' faith, my faith, your faith. It should all be one and the same. And what is that? And besides this, verse 5, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see far off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly, unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord.